Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you guys today. Thanks for being here. We are going to have an absolute blast. We already have Mike here. We have Carol. We have Catherine. We have Griselda, I believe. Betty, Veronica. We have so many amazing people from all over the world. Listen, we're going to have a blast today, Daniela. Where are you from today? Where are you calling from?
So I'm from the UK.
I love it. Love the accent. I'd love for people to type in where they're from. That would be great. We're going to be talking about writing, publishing, marketing, author tips. I just hung out with you and about three dozen other authors from the UK. They're all published with Author Academy Elite. Can you hold your book up? We want to see that amazing, yes, Born to Learn. And what I love about your cover, maybe people can see it, maybe they can't, but you have this person and then the reflection is a lion. That is amazing. So we're going to help out. Yeah, and you can flip it upside down and it's a lion. I love it.
All right.
Great cover. You already have some fans here. Michael says, great to have you invited. So listen, Daniela, how long have you wanted to write a book?
I think, you know, even as a youngster, I've always wanted to write a book. And people used to always say, you need to write a book. But, you know, it's just been stuck inside me for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I found writing a book was a massive healing process for me. Last year, I started writing sections of my book, just little bits. I run a health and wellness business that I've run for 18 years. And basically, I used to just read it to my clients and just see how it felt with them. I read meditations in my yoga classes that I taught. And I just got such a positive result from it. And I thought, you know, I need to put this down. Otherwise, a lot of people, they end up dying with their book inside of them. And I didn't want to be one of those people. You know, I needed to get this out. So last year, I took action on that. So I joined the Author Academy Elite. I think it was in November last year. And I released my book in July this year.
Wow. So that is fantastic. Are you getting a little bit of buzz from me?
A little bit.
Well, listen, I'll keep trying to make it happen. But Daniela, I may just hand you the microphone and have you keep going here.
Okay.
But so you joined last November and yeah. 6 months, 8 months later, you yeah. have a book in hand.
Yeah.
You've always had this dream.
Yeah.
Tell us, and I picked up this healing. You said that writing a book was healing for you. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think the thing is, you know, when you've been a victim, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to get past that. And, you know, we can continue to be a victim or we can be a victor. And for me, you know, I had to find a way to break free from the problems that were affecting me emotionally and physically, you know. And for me, I didn't always feel I had someone I could talk to.
Yep.
And I mean, there are many contacts and people around the world that you can speak to, and I've put some in the back of the book, and if anyone's struggling with anything today, I've got some contacts and I'm quite happy if they private message me to give those to them. But the thing was, for me, you know, I needed to just come out and put that somewhere. So I started writing it down, and as I started writing it, because it had my emotions and feelings into that page, you know, it was there for me to see. It just felt so much better for me. It's like a whole weight had lifted off me.
I love it. So listen, Daniela, I'm gonna refresh my screen, but what I want you to do is keep talking, and I want you to tell people your experience, because again, a few months ago, you didn't know how to make this happen. Today, you have a book in hand. Looks like you have fans that are already jumping in and saying that they know about you. We have one that says when you read meditations, you're calming. So I would love for people to go ahead and type in questions for you. What kind of questions do you have for Donella? And Donella, let's talk specifically about the Author Academy Elite process. Do you think you would be here today if you had to have figured this thing out on your own?
No. I mean, to be honest, the whole process of this is such a hard one. You know, there's not much information about publishing your book unless you go to a publishing company, which not everyone is going to be accepted. So for me, you know, I found Author Academy Elite and it just sort of resonated with me, you know, and there's so much information in the Author Academy Elite. It takes you from the beginning to the end. And there's all these extra bits that keeps being added and added to it, which just makes it even better.
Let's get real practical. So you're in the UK and you might have people who are listening saying, well, Author Academy Elite is in the US. You know, I'm not in that country or I'm in a different time zone. How is the process geared to help you succeed? In other words, when you have questions, when you get stuck, what was your experience in the process?
Well, I mean, there's online calls that are done every week. There's normally two. So there's one that is normally out of my time zone, but there's normally one that I can jump on board to and I can talk with yourself or one of your team members, you know, and talk through the process, talk through my concerns. And it's been really helpful. And even if there's times when I can't always get on board, I just post my message and I get a reply back, you know, and I can go back over and watch those videos again and just listen to it and get that advice. So it doesn't matter if you forget it at some point. There's always a point to go back. And on your system, all that information is stored. So you can have access to it time and time again.
Oh, fantastic. Let's talk about quickly. So tell us a little bit about what your book addresses.
So my book is, it has practical steps for self-love and self-worth. In my life, I suffered from racism, from abuse, physical and mental, and self-loathing. And I didn't know how to really love myself. And I think that's why a lot of the abuse just kept on happening. And I needed to break free from this. And I came up with a powerful solution, you know, and I didn't want to be that victim anymore. I just didn't want to. I wanted to break free of this. I didn't want to keep getting hurt physically, mentally anymore. So for me, it was a powerful journey that I took. And I put, you know, anecdotes in my book. I've put practical exercises. I've put the meditation because sometimes we can get quite irate in life. You know, life is sometimes so busy. It's like we're going on this conveyor belt, going round and round and round. And we just need to slow down. A bit like my thoughts a minute ago then. It was like going very, very fast. And that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to help other people. And if they're in a similar situation or have been, you know, there's always a way out. There's always a way forward.
That's right. So you are, I'm going to mute you. Maybe it's reverb. There we go. So I'll unmute you when I ask your question. I think it's some reverb. But what I hear you saying is that you went through pain, you went through abuse, and rather than staying a victim, what you tried to do is you tried to leverage that. Your own process of writing the book was healing, but today you're now impacting other people. You didn't just waste your pain. You're actually taking that pain and using it as a platform now to help other people. Why don't you tell us about, I know your book's just released, but have you heard any response yet from people about them hearing breakthroughs in their own life? How has the impact been as you've published your book now?
I mean, as you said, Carrie, you know, my book hasn't been out very long, but I've started to get People contacting me back. I'm getting people saying that they're going to use their meditations in their life just to help them feel more grounded and more calm. I've had people say they're going to use them in their yoga practice as well, which is amazing, you know. And you know, sometimes people they need a solution. And with my practical exercises, about a lot of it is about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I think in life, to forgive someone is very hard. Yeah. But when you're forgiving, you're healing yourself. That's what you've got to remember. It's not that you're forgetting what's happened. It's about you moving on from that situation. You can't stay in that situation in pain anymore. You've got to break free. And that's what I think my book does. I think it gives those exercises where you can just sit there, you know, write down. You know, we all have something that we need to voice, and we might not be able to, as I said earlier, speak to someone, but you don't need to. You can just write it down. You can go outside and shout it out if you like, but it's just getting it out. You can't keep it in you anymore.
I love that. So what I hear you saying is that your book gives people essentially a safe place, a place where they can essentially get out a lot of the pain that's inside, because it's going to poison us if it remains inside. You give practical steps for forgiveness. Let's talk about this, Daniela, with our last 5 minutes. Writing a book can be a lonely process. It can be a solo experience because it's oftentimes you getting quiet from the noise of life. But what kind of community did you find within Author Academy Elite? Because I know just a week ago, what was it? A week ago, 2 days ago, we all spent time in London. So we had people from Ireland and Scotland and all over Wales come together and essentially help each other out. We wanted to gather as an Author Academy Elite community. And that's just the London group. We had 400 plus in Columbus that you came to about 3 weeks ago. But talk to us about the community that you found. And is it important to have a community when you are writing a book?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, the tribe that you have and that I've managed to link up with are just so amazing. And I know there's lots of people commenting from that tribe. And they are, honestly, I can say on my heart that they are just so incredible. You know, in England, you know, they made me welcome. You know, we all went out for dinner before we even came to see you on the next day, you know. And it's just all that, you know, just coming together. We've all got our own problems. We've all got things going on in life or that have affected us, you know. And to just have that community just makes a difference, you know. And in America, I mean, oh my goodness, everyone was so amazing in America. I had flown from the UK to America for the very first time. I got picked up at 12:30 in the morning. You know, that is just phenomenal, you know, traveling by myself 18 and a half hours. And everyone was so great. They took me to breakfast. I mean, your breakfasts out there, they are massive, you know. And I got, as you say, when you come to England, some of our words are different. I've learned a whole new language.
Well, you and me both, because it was my first time to London just last week. And I learned a whole bunch of words as well. But I think the powerful thing is with Author Academy Elite is that it is a system, it is a strategy, it's 52 mini missions, it's how to write, publish, and market your book the right way. You've mentioned that you have 24/7 access to the content, you have daily access to us anytime you get stuck. We help you with the launch party, the launch team, we publish your book. It includes, you know, training around a digital press kit so that media can interview you. Talk with us in the last 3 minutes we have before our next guest comes on. Tell us about what you envision with this book. What do you want this book to do? And then do you think Author Academy Elite can help you achieve that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, my book is there to influence income, impact, and influence, you know, as I just said. Yeah. You know, there's so many things. I want to take this a step further. I think it's one of your quotes once was, you know, your book is not just your book, it's your business.
Yep.
And that's so important to remember, because I don't want to just stay at my book. I want to go on from this. You know, I want to do podcasts. I want to have those guided meditation because they're nice in my book and it's nice for you to read them. But if I say them to you, I think it's going to just go in a little bit more. What I liked about Author Academy Elite as well, I had a book cover designed prior to me coming to yourself. So I was quite attached to it and I really liked it. And I got you to look at it first to give me your advice and your opinion. And you said, let them look at it. Let them see what they can come up with. You know, there's so many designs. And I thought, no, you know, my design's brilliant, you know. And they came up with these designs and they weren't right at first. And then they kept bringing more and more. I mean, seriously, it's the design package. I had over 100 designs in the end. And it was phenomenal and it was really difficult to judge. And then again, the tribe stepped in and they helped me choose my design, which is just great because it just makes it so much easier. Because at the end of the day, it's not me buying my book, it's them that's buying my book. You know, and they've come up with, I got this incredible design, as you said in the beginning, you know, it's a woman and, you know, and this reflection at the end of what you can become, you know, the whole process has been brilliant. And the other thing that I want to say is, you know, you say about these amount of missions that we have to complete, you know, and in the beginning, I started putting so much pressure on myself, like, oh, I haven't completed this mission, time, I haven't completed this mission. And you don't need that because, you know, another time you can always catch up. And even if you don't, it's not a problem because you've always got extra time. You don't have to restrict yourself. You know, I put 6 months on myself to complete the book and I didn't complete it in 6 months. I completed it in 8 months. But that didn't affect it. As my book came out, I probably needed that extra time. So it's just having a little bit of patience sometimes.
Well, listen, your book is right here. I put it in the links. It is available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. And that's another thing we do is we get your book all over the world, 39,000 channels. We also negotiate foreign rights with you for translation. Every single author and Author Academy Elite gets that showing where we bring them to the foreign fairs for possible translation. Danilo, we are so excited with what you're doing. We know that this is only the beginning. We know that you are going to do other courses and products and a community. You're building your own tribe. I know you've met a ton of friends, Michael included, as well as Sherry and Kathy and all these fantastic people. I want to encourage people right now, as you're watching this, it's not by accident. You know, it's a Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon here in the States. You could be doing anything, and yet you found this broadcast, and maybe you're watching it on replay here, you know, in a future day. But we are right now picking our final 50 people. We're not going to open up our publishing house again until later in 2019. So we just want to encourage everybody right now, if this is for you, if you believe that you have a book in you, that you want to do it the right way, go ahead and click on that link. It's carryoverbrunnerwebinars.com/webinar-replay. As you watch it, you'll be able to learn a ton and you'll also be able to apply. Danilo, I'm going to give you the last word. Maybe you can tell someone some advice if they're sitting here saying, well, Danilo, I mean, she looks beautiful, she's smart, she can do this, but you know, maybe I'm a bald guy with a girl's name and how could I ever do this? No, but whatever. What would you say to the person who right now is kind of nervous, they're kind of scared, they're kind of thinking that's great for her, but it could never happen to me?
You know, you've just got to plunge into it. You've just got to go for it. At the end of the day, you know, do you want that book still inside you? You know, imagine all the things we would not have learned had we not read a book. You've just got to find that way inside yourself and put it out there. Start writing it. Even if it's just a small amount of words a day, it doesn't matter. We all have to start somewhere.
I love it. Well, listen, Danilo, we are excited about all you're doing. Keep it up. I know this is just the beginning and we're going to keep celebrating you, your success. Where can people find you?
So they can find me on my website, which is www.transformyourlifewithdanilo.com.
I love it. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. We're going to have another guest, but it was great to see you and keep doing fantastic work. Okay.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to bring up our next guest And this is Elizabeth. And I'm going to ask Elizabeth to state her last name because it's fantastic and I want to pronounce it right.
So I'm Elizabeth Mahusai.
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 Fantastic. I love it. So listen, you heard Danella. She's from the UK. Where are you from?
I reside in McKinney, Texas.
Fantastic. So Texas, and what, do you got your book with you?
I do. It's here.
Yeah, and it's called Transform My Thinking God, and it's got a beautiful jar of, what kind of butterflies are those?
That's a great question.
Because you know what? My daughters would know. It's called a, I'm going to ask him, because they love butterflies, but it's beautiful.
I love the cover.
Is it a blue? I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him here in a little bit. But tell us a little bit about your desire. I mean, when did you want to start writing a book?
I first started writing my book is a women's Bible study, although it could be a Bible study for anyone. But I started writing 12 years ago. But they were published, you know, where you go to the local copy shop and you get them copied.
Sure.
But when we moved from Florida to Texas at the end of 2010, just the whole experience that brought, the challenge, just really having to live what I believed. That is when I really gained in 2011 this desire that would not go away of actually writing a book, and what I would say is having it formally published.
Okay.
And so it was 2011 that I started verbalizing I'm going to write this book or I'm going to get published, but it just wasn't happening. That's the bottom line.
Well, listen, you have friends and fans and readers. Pamela Pierce Bartholomew says, yeah, Transform My Thinking God is a fantastic study. Listen, has this publishing with a legit publisher, Author Academy Elite, has it expanded your influence, your impact and income?
It has. You know, the much like what Donella was saying, you know, I joined Author Academy Elite because I knew someone, a fellow author and friend, who had utilized Author Academy Elite, and I saw her go from beginning to completion, book in hand. And so I was joining with confidence, knowing that this is a way to get it done.
Yeah.
This is a way for me to actually have a finished book in hand. And it has expanded in that, you know, when someone looks at something that was spiral bound copied at a local copy shop,
right,
versus an actual bound book that has all of the elements of a professionally published work, there is a difference. It lends greater credibility. The content is the same, but the process that I went through very much refined my book for the better. And so I'm so thankful. I'm very, very thankful for what Author Academy Elite does.
I love it. I love it. And listen, we love our community. Michael found out what that butterfly is called, the blue morpho. That's what it was. I knew it was something like that. And, but listen, let's keep jumping in here.
Okay.
And first of all, when did you release your book?
My formal release was on July 31st.
I love it. And listen, we have people that do a lot of different things. Some people follow the book launch process that we teach with a party and a VIP party, a launch team. Did you have any type of formal release?
I did. So my goal was to get my book published in 6 months, utilizing your processed approach, which was tremendous. So I built a launch team. I had a separate Facebook group for them.
Wow.
They had tasks they were doing. I secured a location. Someone from California made blue morpho butterfly cookies and had them shipped to me. Thanks to one of my launch team members. I had ladies and gentlemen show up the day of. We had probably 75 or 80 people attend. So I did book signing. Everyone got a photo with me. So it was It really was just a marker moment in my life to actually have experienced that.
Well, listen, this is the right way to do it. I tell people all the time that events drive energy. So many people watching right now, they might be saying, well, I don't know how to do a book launch party. I don't know how to do a book launch team. We actually teach you all of that and we give you a step-by-step template. Now, remind me, were you at the conference this year a few weeks ago?
I could not be because I was already scheduled to lead a women's retreat.
That's right.
Different state, so I wasn't available when the conference happened. Otherwise, I would have been there.
But that's a good problem to have. That you're actually earning money. You're actually spreading your book message out there. That's about the only acceptable excuse
for not coming.
Right. But you saw online all of the hype, all of the value. What was your take on just the whole package, the whole Author Academy Lead process? Did you ever feel like you were alone without clarity or tell us a little bit about the process?
That's a great question. I think that publishing in general can be very overwhelming. If I had to use one word, is that it's very overwhelming. And, you know, so Author Academy Elite, what it did for me was it helped to break it down into chunk size pieces,
sure.
You know, basically little bites that I could consume and I could always go back and reconsume them because it's all online and available access to me. I think the other aspect though, is because you're engaged in a community of a lot of thousands of other authors, you know, you have access to people who are in the same process and you're seeing their struggles, their wins, their, you know, what they're accomplishing, that it's very encouraging so that when you're in those moments of, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do next, you know, you have a place to go to and you know at the end of the day, you are going to gain clarity. It's just a matter of not giving up and continuing to engage the process. And so the conference, you know, the thing that I saw about the conference is that, you know, it's an opportunity for people to meet. I mean, you're engaging online and people are now meeting in person and really developing strategic partnerships where we leverage each other's strengths. And that's part of one of the things that I do appreciate about what you do through Author Academy Elite is just that. You're constantly introducing people, even via social media within the groups that have the opportunity to really develop some very strategic partnerships that long term can really make a difference in your just overall process.
Yeah. We have a big group from Texas. I mean, we literally are all over the planet now. Australia is becoming quite popular. Of course, Europe is exploding. Canadian authors, I think we have over 100 Canadian authors. So what is your desire, Elizabeth? What do you think, wow, if I really could see where this is all going, share us a little bit of that vision with us.
To see where it's all going. Okay, so I'm going to separate that into two things. For me personally, is I've already got my next project ready. I'm starting next week, and I'll repeat the process over again. Except I'm excited because I feel like because I've gone through it once, I'm that much prepared. So for me personally, it's continuing to feed my passion into the writing and really putting that out there for people. The second aspect, though, that I see is really being a voice to help other people because, you know, sometimes people they'll see someone like you and they'll go, well, that's easy for you. You're successful. You have all these books. But for someone who is a newly published author to be able to sit down with someone and say, hey, you can do this. It is possible. And really being able to help people get to the place where they're willing to say, for example, yes to Author Academy Elite. In order to make it happen, that is definitely that's a passion. I have a strategic partner, Author Rich, and we're already planning a writing workshop where we're helping people answer those questions and then being able to educate them about what Author Academy Elite offers to them to be able to bring it to fruition.
That's great. Well, we love it when our students refer other people to us because they have a great eye on who would be a good fit. Obviously, we don't publish everybody. We want a value match.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the feedback. As ladies have been going through this study now, what are they saying about their own personal, professional life? What kind of light bulbs are going off?
Well, first I hear, because I have a chemistry degree, so I bring a lot of science to the actual study. So my study, there are 6 videos online and there are 5 weeks of personal study. So not only are they understanding more about the brain at least a high level view, but they're also getting a scriptural, a verse by verse look at the book of Philippians. And so some of what I hear is, wow, I never realized how much my thinking impacts everything else about my life.
Wow.
You know, people really beginning to identify where they've allowed lies, things that are not true about themselves, to hinder them in being able to be what I believe is all that God intended them to be. To the other, I mean, to the extent of people saying, gaining a love for study by going through it, you know, that there's that, but then also growing deeper in their faith, their trust, being able to have more effective just communication because they're better understanding how their thinking really does make such a difference in their life. And the fact that my whole approach is that in and of ourselves, there's a certain amount of change we can affect in our thinking, but even the title communicates my overall message is that we need God's help, and that my title is a plea for God to help in the transformation of thinking. And that's really the approach that I take in the study. I teach 6 mindsets that I believe when people choose to adopt those and live within them, that they will see transformation in their thinking.
I love it. And I love what Sherry says. Neuroscience is my life. I wrote a book called Elixir Project where it's got a little bit of neuroscience in it. I love that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love how scripture and life and neuroscience, I mean, it's all related. So you have a lot of fans here that are listening and watching. Brenda says, brilliant. So let's do 2 things. One is we'll finish by talking about where people can find out more about you. I'll also put your link for your book in. But what would you say to the person right now? And by the way, I'm waiting for questions because partially we jumped on this today to say, who's got questions? So if you guys have questions about writing, publishing, marketing, Author Academy Elite, if you got questions about Elizabeth, go ahead, type in. We can see your questions, at least on this thread. You might be watching this another place because it's been shared all over. But if you can comment on the actual feed, which is at Carryover Runner. So it's at Facebook Carryover Runner Author. That's where I can see your comments. But Elizabeth, what would you say to the person who says, I really have a book in me? Is Author Academy Elite for real? Is Carrie a scam artist? I mean, we get questions all over that, you know, people are wondering, is this real? This type of thing. So what would you say to the person who right now either has applied to be one of the 50, maybe they haven't interviewed yet and they're waiting and thinking, should I schedule my interview? What would you say to that person?
I would say, I mean, it might sound cliche, but it's just do it. You take the step. For me, I would say you're taking a step by faith that people have come before you. Thousands of people have benefited from what Carrie and the team does through Author Academy Elite. And see, that's what I love. I mean, listen, set my faith aside, what I believe about God, and we talk about it from a scientific standpoint. When you look at the hard numbers of what gets produced through Author Academy Elite, the numbers line up with it is a successful program, that it is worthwhile. And what I've also found is that when you actually do the research on what it costs to actually bring a book to fruition, that investment that you make to be an Author Academy Elite is so incredibly worth it because you get so many other, not only tangible, but also intangible things that aren't really available to someone who's either out there doing it on their own, and dare I say, who are under the thumb of a formal publisher and their process, where you have very little say oftentimes in exactly how things go. So to me, for someone who has a dream of writing or a book inside of them, the great thing about Author Academy Elite is that not only can you see it realized, but you get to put your mark on it within the context of the guidelines and the help and the coaching that comes from association with Author Academy Elite.
Awesome. Yeah, and you nailed it. I mean, we wanted to make this the best planet, or best program on planet Earth. We give you coaching around podcasting, around media, around book trailers, launch teams, getting endorsements, getting forwards, worldwide distribution, buy versions of your book. So we strive to continue to do it. And you mentioned it. You said you're working on book two. Mm-hmm. We give you lifetime access. So you can do as many books as you want. You're part of the family forever.
Yay! But
yeah. So Brenda says night and day, the credibility goes much further. But let's talk about this here. Two questions. Michael Robinson, and we'll just have to answer these quickly. Michael Robinson says, what difference did writing your book make when you speak?
Okay. That's a great question. Because I went through the process of writing a book proposal, the editing process, using a professional editor, my messaging became much clearer, much more concise. I'm able to describe the content of it better. So then when I'm speaking, because I am so intimately familiar with the content, the flow, what comes out of the questions that people are answering, I can be much more on point when I speak. And also, I understand better now how to craft my speaking in a way that creates a need for the book, because I understand what they're getting from the book. So I don't have to give all the answers when I speak. I can communicate my message and then say, to learn more, pick up the book, and you're going to learn a whole lot more about how this process works. So it has tremendously helped me in my speaking. Because for me, my long-term goal is speaking nationally and internationally. And so that's really the long-term goal that I have. And I know that publishing is an important part. People give you greater credibility when you are published. That's what I see in the world of speaking.
Yep. And when you're published the right way, because I've met some people who say, well, I just did eBooks, and you never hear a speaker say, hey, I'll be in the back signing your eBook device, right? Signing your iPad. So listen, we'll close with where we can find out about you. But one last question. Tara says a big question.
I'm reading it.
I have done a children's book. I sent it to a bunch of publishing houses. They told me they love the book, but they're unable to publish it at this time. But if I pay X amount, they will help. I can't afford when they come. What do you think about self-publishing? So here's what I would say. I would say, and I don't know if you agree with this, Elizabeth, but you will pay more. You will pay more if you self-publish and try to do it yourself, because it will be wrong. And I don't mean that to say, oh, you know, Author Academy Elite, like, you're going to fail if you don't have us. But all I'm going to say is, if somebody goes and tells me to go build a house, I know nothing about building houses.
Right.
So if I go try to do it on the cheap, I'm actually going to spend twice as long, and it's going to cost me probably 10 times as much, because I'm not a house builder. And if people are not skilled, like, I'm in this business now for 15 years. I've been traditionally published 6 times. You know that everything in the program is streamlined. It's built to save you time and money. There's certain times where I say, don't spend money trying to do that, or that, because it's not going to pay off. But have you found that return on your investment already?
Yeah. So I'm just going to say this, because I hear Tara's heart there. that I would say don't let money be the reason that you say no to going with, you know, Author Academy Elite, who can guide you in the process. Because when you do it the way that they have laid it out, not only do I believe you're able to make your investment back, but you're set up well beyond what I've learned. I mean, within the first, just my pre-launch, we sold 200 books in the first weekend. And, you know, and I realize that, you know, there are people who sell thousands in a weekend, but when you're really trying to learn the process, you know, the ability to have access to that, it is worth it. And I would say that if you follow the program and you commit yourself to learning the different elements of marketing and all of the aspects that are provided, not only will you make your investment back, but you will be making money well beyond then, which I think is an important component, and it's professional. A lot of times people will look and say, that's a self-published book versus that's a professionally published book. They really do see those differently. So I highly
judge a book by its cover.
That is the truth.
But Hopeland just congratulated you, and this will be our last thing. But here's the thing. The average traditionally published book, and you can Google this and find the research. Folks, I want you to realize the books published by Simon & Schuster, Doubleday, Random House, HarperCollins, the average traditionally published author sells 250 copies a year. Elizabeth followed our model. Yeah, I don't know if you realize that. Did you realize that? Yeah, just Google it. Google how much does the average traditionally published author sell in a year? It's 250 copies. You sold 200 pre-sale in one event. That's amazing. And then we teach you how to turn your book into 18 streams of income, course, mastermind, workshop. I mean, you name it. So we are so excited. You are just one of our, you said it, thousands of people who've been successful. But tell us where to find out more about you. Hold your book up.
Yes.
And then we'll, transform my thinking, God.
Yes. And they can find me on my website. It is my name, ElizabethMahusai.com. And for those of you who are wondering, Elizabeth spelled traditionally, but it's MahusaY.com. I, of course, they can contact me there. They can also see all the videos there. But I'm also on YouTube, on Facebook, so Instagram, Twitter, all of
love
them.
It. Listen, you follow the model, you're everywhere. So I want people to realize that this can happen to you. And Elizabeth, the day you joined to the day you published, I know it varies for many different people, but what was that time?
6 months. It was
six months.
Almost folks, to the day.
6 months can change your life, literally.
Totally.
Listen, while other people are going to just let the next 6 months go by and do nothing, if you go right now to this link, authoracademyelite.com/application, that's where you apply. We are literally picking our next 50. Elizabeth, by the time we were on, let me check here, we've had 4 slots taken.
Awesome.
That means that these people applied a few days ago. They did their interview where they can ask any question, and they already took 4 spots. And so the number's going down. But Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to go grab your book on Amazon and post it, and then we're going to have our final person of the day. So thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Really appreciate you and all that you do, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You take care. Okay, we have our final person today, and then we're going to jump on live tonight. And Elizabeth did great, and Donella did great, and you can watch this replay as well. But Myrna.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I flew from Austin, Texas on Wednesday up to Fargo, North Dakota to go to our Lake Park, Minnesota cabin. And we have snow. So it's beautiful, but cold compared to Texas.
I love it. Well, listen, what I'm doing right now is I'm sharing with everybody Elizabeth's link right here for her book, Transform My Thinking, God. So wasn't that fun to hear Danella and Elizabeth?
Definitely.
It was great. I thought it was fantastic. So you, I got to sit next to you, my wife and I did, at the Author Academy Awards.
Yes.
Wasn't that a crazy, we had harpist, we had steak, we had chicken, we had VIP. I mean, wasn't that a fun event?
It was. I learned so much and met so many amazing people. My first conference, I can't wait till next year. It'll be great again. It was,
yes,
it was amazing.
Well, hold your book up because you're a different genre. Yeah. And it's great. You, yeah, got the Mind Heroes. And, yeah, what's the title?
So the Mind Heroes, I actually had the title and the branding figured out, but I didn't know who I was going to publish with. I just knew I was ready. And you guys came at the perfect time. In fact, I fast-tracked. I joined the very end of January, and I had my book out the very end of July. It was on Amazon, ready to go. So totally fast-tracked. But this was my third attempt. I did a quick self-publishing, but I was busy working. That didn't work. Found a real great publisher. However, they went bankrupt. So this was like 2009, 2011 timeframe where I started it. So I lost a lot of time and money, have a very successful human resources leadership position. So busy working. And at that time, as we know, there's a lot going on in the publishing industry. So it was a crazy time. I just let it go. But I realized after being back in human resources leadership that there was, it was time. Seeing what's going on with the mentors and the leaders that you see on social media or the TV and the politicians, just different things, and having experienced the highs and lows of integrity and honesty in the workplace, loving and seeing that there's a lot more of the honesty and integrity, but we need to get to it. And we spent a lot of time and money trying to train employees, and it kind of came down to that they can change, but let's start with kids. So I went back and I'm thinking, you're going to ask me, okay, so this, the cover, upside down. There we go. So it is cloud characters. And I would daydream as a child because 50 years ago, we didn't have a lot of toys. And then I would be driving with my son years later and we'd create stories of the clouds because I'm driving, he's riding. So it came to what happens with that and creating characters out of those clouds. And I created two characters, one called Teg, short for integrity, one called Esty, short for honesty. So what I'm doing is I'm taking real life issues, but in this fictional tale, that real life issues of teasing, bullying, stealing, the use of drugs, and the whole overall thing is to enlighten and empower children and have them use the power of their mind. And yes, so I'm trying to teach concepts on mindfulness and scratching the surface on a lot of very complicated topics, but in simple, fun, for the most part, ways.
Yeah. Well, anybody who spent 5 minutes with you, including my wife, and I mean, your passion is infectious. It's contagious. And you even have a friend here, Tessie, who said she enjoyed eating dinner with you at the Igniting Souls. So tell people, I mean, that's actually one of the benefits of Author Academy Elite. You're not just writing and publishing and marketing a book the right way. We also blend it with a live event, a tickets included, and you're getting training. Like, what did you learn at the event that helped your business? Because we don't want just a hypey conference. Sure. What did you learn that was practical, tactical, that is helping you move the needle for your influence, impact, and income in your own author career?
Sure. A lot. First of all, it's like drinking from a fire hose, which we all know when you go to conferences, yeah, like. But what this helped me do is to really get a lot more clear, because what I'm doing with this and why I created a logo is I'm creating a movement. And I, nice, want to be much more than one children's book. And this will be a series, but I also need to create partnerships and alliances. So I got a lot of contacts. However, a lot of the speakers that you had like phenomenal advice. I mean, amazing, yeah, advice. A lot of it is about social media, even though I run away kicking and screaming like, oh no, I got to be in social media. I know, right, that's the way to go. I know that that's how you reach the masses. And I know that my audience, our children, really 8 to 12. However, it's the parents and their caregivers that are buying the books. Reach out. So I got a lot of clarity on how to approach social media. But I also want to segue, perhaps this is a good time. I'm also a member of the Business Academy Elite. That has helped me out so much with David and what you, the both of you and the whole team, what they do with that business side of it. So it's been like a major education. With the 5 years of college I took, I feel like I've learned more this, you know, since January joining with you. Wow. It's been phenomenal. Yes,
we got amazing. We got to quote you on that one, because that is, that's our goal. And if I'm fuzzy, don't worry everybody, because who knows, it's Wi-Fi. But can you still hear me, Myrna?
I can. You're just a little blurry, but you're
it's
good.
All good. Hey, you know, when you're a bald guy, it all looks like you're bald anyway, so you can't tell. But
yeah,
that is the goal. The reason why we're so passionate about people like Daniela and Elizabeth and Myrna is that I can't reach 8 to 12-year-old kids, right? I mean, that's not my target audience. That's not my tribe, but it is Myrna's. And if Myrna can do it better and faster and clearer, then our mission of igniting souls gets out there in a bigger way. Now, you're the one who's collecting all the royalties on purpose. Our model is built in a way that you get your books at print cost, that you keep and retain your intellectual property. Were these advantages, as you considered publishing, that our model is really about you retaining control, profit, all those things? Was that part of your process?
It is. And I actually took that into account when I resigned and walked away from corporate America and took out an SBA loan to create this business, because I needed that. I needed to know I could have revenue coming in and I'd be in control of it. So absolutely, yeah. That's a huge element of wanting to even apply with Author Academy.
Yeah. So. But you have people right now that are watching, and some might be tribe members and we love them. Some might be your own friends. A lot of people are going to watch this replay in the next 36 hours, but sure, there's a cost. I mean, Author Academy Elite does have a tuition, but do you feel that the 18 months of coaching that I provide, all the modules, all the business building, I mean, do you feel like it's proven to be worth it for you?
Absolutely. Because what it did is also gave me that discipline with the process. You talked about you've got a 52-week schedule and there's that 26-week schedule. That's what I did. I did 26 weeks, very intensive, got committed totally, and it kept me on track. And then the 2 phone calls that we had each week were amazing. They also got me on track. Plus, you're the expert in the book publishing, and I can't learn how to do all that. So I needed to rely on somebody like you.
We are so proud of you. Give us the vision. What is the ultimate vision that you have? I know you talked a little bit about, you talked about integrity and honesty, your 2 characters that you nicknamed. What do you want to see with this massive passion that you have inside?
I just want world peace. No. Besides world peace, it's really all about creating better connections with children and their parents or their caregivers. Because a lot of children don't have wonderful parents like you. And if this is a tool or device that they can escape to for a little bit, there is a feature of the book where there are 18 little life lessons built into it, and there's a free download. So the hope is if the child reads it on their own, but maybe they seek out an adult, but the adult hopefully is having a conversation with them about their experiences, what they went through and their perspective. Those are the little conversations that kids will remember for the rest of their life when their mom or their grandmother or their aunt or uncle or caregiver had those conversations. So it's really deepening the connection that children have, but also deepening the connection with some good old fashioned core values like honesty and integrity, because there's not always a lot of that in the role models that we see right now. So it's kind of that return to those good old fashioned values that, you know what, we can turn on the TV and we will see great leaders doing great things and saying wonderful things and moving the peg forward. So you know what, someday, yeah, we can have world peace because people will stop being mean and nasty and there's going to be compassion and inclusion.
I love it. just having you three on today, I mean, you can see with each one of you how you have this unique target audience. You're starting by changing the world through the kids, which I think is brilliant. I think it's so important that you start all the way back to the, at the very beginning. So tell people, because I'm curious too, how did you find out about Author Academy Elite? Was it a webinar? Was it from a friend? How'd you hear about it?
I saw a couple different ways. I started researching publishers, and Author Academy Elite came up on just a Google search or a Bing search one day. And I thought, oh, okay. And it just kind of stuck in my mind. Then I saw you on Facebook, like a ad or Facebook Live. And finally, I somehow or another clicked on something, got in your email list and started getting emails, and then started listening to you talk, and then starting to see the success that you had. So it was a couple different ways. But it really, I wish it would have been a friend saying, hey, you got to check these people out. So now that's what I'm telling people who have a story inside of them, which they all do. You've got to check out Academy Elite.
Fantastic. So have you done much speaking yet? Have you done a course? Are these other, we teach 18 streams of income, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, children's. Have you experimented yet? Or are you going to move into that? Is that the next step?
That is one of my steps. And I did apply to speak at a large conference in Austin and have not heard back yet. That'll be in about another month. However, I do want to create some training. And through the Business Academy Elite, we've been learning about products like Thinkific and being able to create those training products. Wow. It would be for the parents, but I also have another element, which is for mentors. So mentors in the workplace that can read this book with a child and help create future leaders. So that is part of it and can be part of it. But right now my passion is to, I've been working on the second book and trying to figure out what do I do next? I mean, there's so much you can do with this between promoting it and speaking and creating training and doing the audio book. And there's just so many options. It's just all about prioritization. And I know you guys helped me with that.
Hold up your book one more time, if you don't mind. And if you read us read us the subtitle too.
Sure. And you helped me with that through one of the coaching sessions, because I had the logo, like I said, the Mind Heroes. And we named the subtitle Supercharge Your Superpowers, because everyone has their own superpowers internally. And for children, they love to daydream about being heroes and having superhero powers, but it's inside of them. And so if they can just.
Where can people find out more about you? What's your website?
Sure. TheMindHeroes.com or my pen name, which is my maiden name, Myrna Faye Flick, which I've confused people because my married name is Myrna Hoekstra, but my pen family name is Myrna Faye Flick. And that's also The Mind Heroes or that website. TheMindHeroes.com.
Yes. And the clouds, who's in the clouds in that particular cover?
In this one, it is TEG, which is short for integrity, and ESTE, who is short for honesty.
Yeah, so and they're in the clouds. And they're kind of the mentors that are teaching the kid along the way?
They are. She gets swirled up during a rainstorm, kind of almost like a little bit of a Wizard of Oz, but not quite, and ends up with these two fun characters. So it's a fun intro. Story, 103 pages, which is perfect for kids to read. It's a chapter book, 14 chapters, so easy to pick up and have conversations about.
Yeah. Well, listen, my kids are 9, 11, and 13, and they read all the time. And I've showed them your book. They found it fascinating. I mean, it's intriguing. It's the type of book where, as a parent, you want to hand it to your kid because you know it's going to produce thoughts that are just going to turn into amazing seeds. I mean, so many times these days you have content out there for kids that's either mindless. Remember in our day and age, it was like Tom and Jerry or something where, okay, fine. But like, what did you learn besides throwing a cat off of a house or something? Nothing. But you're actually feeding and seeding and cultivating these character traits that are going to help them out later in life. It's like guilt-free parenting, your book is. So I love it. Let's close with this, Myrna. What has the Igniting Souls tribe, which is our community, what has the community of authors done for you? How have they helped you? I know you have calls with us, if you want, up to four times a week, where we are literally helping you map out your business. You have, of course, the modules, lifetime access. You're working on book two, so you can continue with us for the rest of your life. But what has the community done for you?
Oh, totally validated that I'm doing the right thing, and in validating the fact that I'm finally living my life's purpose. I'm in my 50s now. It's like I'm finally doing it. And the team, everyone I've met, is validating that. We all have stories to say and share, and people want to hear them because they can learn from them.
I love it. So once again, the mindheroes.com, is that correct?
Yep. The Mind Heroes.
The Mind Heroes. I'm going to put your link one more time. It's all about supercharging your superpowers. And Donella was fantastic. You were fantastic. We have Elizabeth who just nailed it as well. So last thing I'll say, and by the way, here's her link right here. What would you say to the person who right now says, oh, I know they're picking the final 50 for all of 2018, and you know, who knows when we're opening it again in 2019, but what would you say to the person who right now feels like, I don't know how I'm watching this, I don't know how I got on this, but I know there's a book inside me. They're thinking about either A, not doing anything, B, trying to do it on their own. What would you say to the person right now who's considering applying?
Don't wait, do it today. I waited too long. I wish I would have done this 20 years ago when I started it. But now what's nice is this is it. And I have researched, like I mentioned, finding you, researching. This is really the way to go. Because you know it, you're the experts, you've got a process that works, you've got a community that works, there's so much support and love and compassion and caring, and you won't just be a number. You won't be a number. You've got people who care about you and care about your story, and get it out today. Don't wait.
And we get to sit at the VIP dinner and eat amazing food and talk. And again, my wife and I talked quite a bit about you and the others, and just how the community is so amazing. So thank you, Myrna. Keep doing good work in the world. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. So listen, folks, as we close for the day, I'm going to jump back on at 8:30 PM tonight. Why? Why am I doing this on a Sunday, at least currently? Why am I doing it on Sunday and interviewing eight of our authors? I'll tell you why. Because for so long in the very beginning, I felt alone. I was a guy who was first published in 2004. You can Google that. I got six traditionally published contracts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the point is this, I didn't know what I was doing. No one was helping me. I was doing all the work for marketing, experimenting, many times failing big time. And I said, if I could help people sometime later in my career, I would do it. And sure enough, in 2014, we started our own publishing company called Author Academy Elite. I realized I was doing all the marketing work myself anyway. So why not make the money? Why? Because when you are traditionally published, you still have to do all the work. Sure, you have people that are printing the books for you and maybe helping you with the title and cover, but you lose control and you end up having to do all the work yourself anyway. Why not get compensated? So enough authors were saying, hey, can you help us? Can you show us how you're turning 18 streams of income around every single book? And sure enough, we created a process 5 years ago, and now we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of authors go through it. Everyone from Mrs. International to Miss Ohio to the NBC's Biggest Loser, all the way to high profile entrepreneurs, doctors, stay at home moms and dads, people that no one's even heard of, but they are getting their books out the right way. We are picking the final 50 people to work with. And again, many of the spots are gone. Hold on one second. We had just a few spots already. Let me read their first names here if I can find them. Hang on. Even since we've been on here today, we had Tom, Toner, Michael Domini, Kirsten Dudley, Carrie Moy. I mean, these are all people in the last 60 minutes who've taken up spots just like that. So if you're watching this, don't wait. Don't delay. We are international. We want to help people out, but we've had over 25,000 people. And you might say, come on, are you serious? Over 25,000 people have raised their hand for help. Absolutely. And I'll put the link in the broadcast so you can even see and decide for yourself. Okay. But we have a private Facebook group where people, maybe some of you are part of the group. We've had people jump in. You can do all your own testing to look right there. But over 25,000 people have said that they want help. They need help. We can't help 25,000 people. We can only pick 50 to work with. And we'd love to help you. So, folks, it was a blast to be with you. I'll jump back on in about 5.5 hours. And we'll interview 5 more authors. Just boom, boom, boom. All different genres, all different places around planet Earth. But the point is this, you have a message, you have a story, you might as well do it in the right, best, fastest way, which is Author Academy Elite. And I can stand by that. Jimmy Z, we're going to interview him later tonight. The point is this, we put 100% satisfaction guarantee on our program. Who does that? Someone who believes in it and someone who believes in you. So go ahead, test us. We'd love to help. In the meantime, you can Google us to death. People do that all the time. And they say, how come there's not one negative thing about you? Well, listen, I'm sure there's a hater out there somewhere. But so far, we were batting 100%. Why? Because we care. We try to make it the best program on planet Earth. And sure enough, you can do a little bit more research right there. Look at our authors like Elizabeth, Donella, Myrna, and all the other individuals. So I want to give you guys a hand today for listening, a hand to you for sharing. Go ahead, buy these books that we interviewed today. These authors are brilliant. They're genius. They're changing the world. And we'll talk very soon. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.